What's going on, family? Welcome to another episode of Tariq Radio. I am your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. We're going to chop up game like we always do on this wonderful broadcast. Everybody, when you're coming on in the room, I need y'all to hit that like button, hit that thumbs up button, hit that subscribe button, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to chop it up, and we're going to take some calls a little bit later, so y'all will want to tune in because we're going to chop it up heavy. What we're going to do, we're going to take that quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. Don't you move a muscle, because we will be right back right here on Tariq Radio. Don't move a muscle.
Listen up, squares. You need to get the legendary book on game, The Art of Mackin', by author Tariq King Flex Nasheed, available on Amazon right now. Can you dig it? This book has been a bestseller for 20 years, Jack. And the New York Times called it a classic. That means it's out of sight. So this book ain't for no lames who ain't trying to learn the game, jive turkeys. So if you're ready to stop slacking in your mackin', get the Art of Mackin' book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble right now, sucker. Rated PG. That stands for plenty of game, jive chumps.
Are you looking to start your own business? Millions of brothers have turned to eBay to escape the rat race. Become your own boss and get the Power Seller Research eBook. It's a comprehensive, step-by-step guide that explains how to start an eBay business. The website is powersellerresearch.com. Again, that's powersellerresearch.com.
What's up, family? You want to save bundles of dollars while getting the best products for your beloved pet? Then check out ThingGaze.com. At ThingGaze.com, they carry everything from kitty backpacks to food and water dispensers to LED lighted leashes to towering birdhouses. They have the fancy and the unusual. Head over to ThingGaze.com. That's ThingGaze.com for great products and free shipping. I promise you'll be glad you did. That's ThingGaze.com. It's tax time again, so let the experts at Clark Pro Taxes make filing your taxes easy for you. They can prepare your taxes in person or virtually in all 50 states. Just snap a picture of your documents and leave the rest to them. Let Clark Pro Taxes prepare your personal or your business taxes. So get in touch with them right now at www.clarkprotaxes.com. Their calendars are open right now and they're pre-booking for the new tax season. That's clarkprotaxes.com and follow them on Facebook at Clark Pro Taxes. Listen, are you ashy as hell? Do you have dry, parched skin? Does your elbows look like elephant knees? If so, you want to get your skin from crusty to lovely, go to ashkicking.com to get all the lotions, lubricants, and body butters that you need to get your skin in order. They got all types of health and beauty products, everything you need. They got incense, things to make your house smell good, things to make you smell good. So again, go to ashkicking.com. Again, that's ashkicking.com.
Bro, stop playing and start spraying. Leave an op on the ground where you stand. At all costs, yeah, make sure you protect it. Old goon juice, the formula been tested. You can defend yourself if you find that you need a little help. Gotta stay ready, ain't no love in the street. Pepper spray straight to the face, make them get weak. Get it at oldgoonjuice.com. If they thinking you slipping, then tell them to come get them some. If you packing this, you won't be lacking. A shot to the eye in them problems you having. Maximal strip, hit them haters on ground, so you can feel free when you out in the town. Old goon juice, and don't forget a shirt, man. You gotta stay ready, that evil on lurk. Yeah.
Let's get down to it.
You are now tuned in to the godfather of the game. Often imitated and always celebrated.
Stop sloganeering. Sloganeering kills people.
Hey yo, check this out. It's
Tariq Nasheed on Tariq Radio.
Let's go.
Be my goddamn.
Stop.
All right, we're here. We're here, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Tariq Radio. And I am your gracious host. My name is Tariq Nasheed. If you do not know, let's go. We're in here. We're on time this week. We are bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and right on time with the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of stuff we're going to touch on. And again, we're going to take some calls later on in the broadcast. The phone number for later on is 818-850-5404. That is the phone number to call a little bit later. So let's touch on what we got going on here. First, let's jump right into it. The Whoopi Goldberg situation, a lot of people are talking about that. Whoopi Goldberg, who's on The View. Whoopi Goldberg got a plantation wake-up call, family. And this is a lesson to everybody. Everybody who's black, when you work at these jobs, this teaches you the danger of being the plantation mammy. There's no safe space or comfort zone in being the designated plantation mammy. And a lot of times that's what they do with Whoopi Goldberg. They've always had her as the plantation mammy. And what happens is, black folks, you get in these plantation mammy positions, and let me be fair, under a system of white supremacy, people try to do what they need to do in order to survive, in order to make a living. So I'm being semi-sympathetic to a certain degree, because I know how it is when it comes to living under this system. We want to do things that's going to help us be comfortable, at least. But you better understand, don't get too comfortable. See, when you play the game, you better understand that you are playing a game. When you play the game, you better understand that you are playing a game. And sometimes when you get too comfortable, they'll get you when you least expect it. Now, Whoopi Goldberg said something about, they were talking about Nazis and the Holocaust and all that. So you always, as a black person, you got to walk on eggshells when you are in the dominant society, because they'll look for something that you say in order to flip it on you so that they can paint you as the racist and not the person in the dominant white society. They look for things like that. Black folks have to understand this. They never call their own racism out, but anything a black person says, even though they're not being malicious, if you say anything about another group, they will flip it on you. That's like a dirty little trick that the suspected white supremacists like to play. They did that with Nick Cannon. Remember, Nick Cannon didn't disparage anybody, but they flipped his words on him. Just like Ilhan Omar, I think I'm pronouncing her name right, the Minnesota politician, she said something about all about the Benjamins or whatever. They flipped that into being anti-Semitic. So they'll get anything a black person says and just kind of flip it and remix it, even if it's not malicious, even if they're not using any type of epithets. They know how to flip it on black folks and make you the racist. That's a dirty little trick of white supremacy. So when you are dependent upon them, you are always open to that type of manipulation. So whenever you are in a system or in a position where you are depending on them for your daily paychecks, you always got to watch how you get down and interact with them, because they're always looking for an angle to make an example out of the black person. Black people need to understand that. I kind of explained some of this stuff in my book, Foundational Black American Race Baiter. So with Whoopi Goldberg, I'm going to play the clip from the show of what she said. And what she said was absolutely wrong, because what she said was the Holocaust wasn't about race, which was completely wrong. That is 100% wrong. 100% wrong. It was 100% about race. It was definitely about race. But with Whoopi, she's been playing the plantation mammy so long, her job is to go out here and deny racism, deny white supremacy. Her job is to go out here and be a somewhat of a buffer from white supremacist allegations. She thought that she would get into a comfort zone by going out here and denying white supremacy for white people. And here's the thing. That only works if the targets are black. Now, let me play the clip of what she was saying and why they suspended Whoopi Goldberg. They suspended her from The View for 2 weeks. Very unjustly. I don't think they should have done that, but in a system of white supremacy, you better expect stuff like this. See, Whoopi got a little bit too comfortable. Let me play the clip of what she actually said. Now, listen to this. Hold on 1 second. It wasn't malicious at all. She was just historically incorrect. It wasn't malicious, but then they suspended her for being historically incorrect. But hold on.
Well, also, if you're going to do this.
Hold on. Let me get my audio together. Hold on. All right, here we go.
Well, also, if you're going to do this, then let's be truthful about it, because the Holocaust isn't about race.
It's not about race.
It's not about race. What is it about? Because it's about man's inhumanity to man. That's what it's about.
But it's about white supremacy. It's not about race.
But these are two white groups of people.
But you're missing the point.
Yeah. The minute you turn it into race, it goes down this alley. Let's talk about it for what it is. It's how people treat each other. It's a problem. It doesn't matter if you're black or white, because black, white, Jews, everybody eats each other. So is it, if you're uncomfortable, if you hear about mouse, should you be worried? Should your child say, oh my God, I wonder if that's me?
Okay.
That's not what they're going to say. They're gonna say, I don't want to be like.
So as you see, what Whoopi tried to do, she tried to all lives matter it. You see? You see what she did? She was loud and wrong. She was very wrong. So what she thought she was going to do is all lives matter it. She thought, okay, well, these are two different groups of white people, so I'm going to make it a bigger thing. It's not just about race. I'm not going to reduce it to race. It's about just man mistreating man. It's about humanity. So let's look at it in the bigger picture. All black, white. So she tried to do the all lives matter mammy-splain for them, and it backfired on her. What she tried to do was do the all lives matter, what about white on white crime? It ain't about race. And they're like, oh, no. No. It ain't about man versus man and humanity. She tried to do that with the wrong people, and they had to yank her chain. You see, Whoopi Goldberg, see, they had to remind her, don't get too comfortable. See, she got too comfortable really chiming in on that Holocaust thing, because, see, Whoopi Goldberg identifies as Jewish herself. That's why she changed her last name to Goldberg. So she kind of identifies herself as a Jewish person. So I guess she felt comfortable talking about issues of the Holocaust and Jewish people and things like that. And the suspected white supremacist had to remind her, no, you got to stay in your lane. All they had to remind her, nah, you got a little bit too comfortable. Just because your name, you changed it to Goldberg, we don't look at you as one of us. And we can still put you in your place, and we can use our whiteness to put you in your place. See, black folks get confused. They think because it was two groups of white people that it was something else. Sometimes black people do get confused about that. See, the Holocaust, that was 100% about race. Because, see, just because you have one group of white supremacists attack another group within Caucasian society, that doesn't negate the anti-black factor from both groups. See, I was debating on Twitter Space with a bunch of some of these Middle Eastern guys who are not Anglo, but they identify as white. And when they come over here, they are classified as white. So they'll try to play the game. Well, hey, man, the Nazis don't like me, man. Doesn't matter. Both of you don't like me. That's what it boils down to. Both of y'all don't like me. And both of you guys, when I come in the room, y'all get on code with each other to work together to go against me. Now, when I leave the room and y'all get into your fighting, that's on you. Hell, sometimes people from the Army get in battles with the Navy. You understand? But they're all a part of the same military. Don't let people fool you with this. Well, the Richard Spencer and the Nazis, man, they don't like me either. They argue with me all the time. That's just infighting within the military. There's always going to be infighting within the military. But when it's time for the military to hit the field, they get on so on code against the enemy combatants, and that's us. I always want y'all to understand that. Because oftentimes, folks in the dominant society, they will fight each other to see who gets to hold the knife to stab you. That's what the Civil War was about. Don't let them fool you thinking, well, yeah, the Civil War is about white people in the North fighting for black people. No, it wasn't. They were fighting to see who gets to control the nation's resources so they can further dominate black people. That's why after the Civil War, black people went right back into being dominated. We started getting lynched more than ever after the Civil War. All of those oppressive racial policies started to be implemented right after slavery, about 10 years after the Reconstruction era. So let's be very clear. Whoopi got her wake-up call, and she got her plantation wake-up call for being too comfortable. See, she's been doing this thing for a long time. She's been the designated crash dummy mammy for the white supremacists, going all the way back to when she was dating Ted Danson. Y'all remember she was dating this white actor named Ted Danson. He went to some kind of friar's roast in blackface. I mean, full blackface. And she sat there making all types of excuses for him. He used Whoopi as his cover. Well, I'm dating this negress, so I can get away with doing this. So she was going around splaining for him, dressing in blackface. So Whoopi's been on that thing, that slave play thing for a long time. Even with Mel Gibson, wasn't she caping for Mel Gibson when his racism came out? Because she was all clicked in with Mel Gibson. So her job is to splain for the racists, splain for the white supremacists. Oh, it's not really racism. It's something bigger. They made a mistake, and it's something else, and it's about humanity and all this stuff. You see? But again, the whole denying of white supremacy game, that only works when you are doing it when it pertains to black people. You can't sit there and try to deny white supremacy when it comes to Jewish people or Asians. If you try to deny racism, especially when they try to accuse black people of racism, when you try to deny that, then they'll put you on the shit list. So you better understand how the game works here. You have to understand how this game works and don't fall into these plantation games. And speaking of plantation games, I see a lot of black folks out here still playing plantation games with Biden. Usually it's older black people trying to play these plantation games, because Biden and his Department of Justice and his whole Democratic team, these people are doubling down on their anti-black contempt. This week, there's been so many different announcements from Biden's DOJ family. Biden tried to pull a whammy-bammy with the Ahmaud Arbery killers, Biden's DOJ. And don't y'all Negroes sit up here and try to talk about, well, the DOJ has nothing to do with Biden. They're their own people. Stop it. Stop it. Because when Trump was in office, anything that the DOJ did when Trump was in office, it was Trump's DOJ. It was Trump's Department of Justice. Y'all kept putting it on Trump. Well, you're going to do the same thing with Biden. Everything that this slick ass DOJ is doing, you're going to put that on Biden. So Biden's team, Biden's DOJ, they tried to cut this little old slick ass side deal, backdoor deal with the killers of Ahmaud Arbery. They tried this little deal, and Ahmaud Arbery's parents were outraged by the deal. Basically, the gist of the deal was they were going to try to do this little plea deal where the killers would eventually get to do their time in federal prison, which is more cushy. it's basically club fed. So they were going to try to have them do a lighter, more easier sentence by trying to commute the thing to from state to federal, so that it would be more cushy and comfortable for the white supremacists who killed Ahmaud Arbery. So they were doing this little deal. They tried to make it seem like the parents were cool with this. The parents were like, oh, hell no. And the parents, thankfully, they got on code. They said they were outraged by the DOJ betraying them with this plea deal. They did not want them to send these folks to the feds. They did not want them to send these killers to the federal prison. And the DOJ and the Democrats, they tried to pull this slick shit. They tried to stay on the white supremacist code. And they got called out. And thankfully, the judge in the state case said, no, they're going to do their sentence in state prison. But the DOJ, Biden's DOJ, they've been doing a lot of stuff like this. Remember, Biden's DOJ, they won't reopen the Emmett Till case. They closed that. Remember, they closed the Emmett Till case. This is Biden's DOJ. Where are you Biden sexuals? Where are all the Biden sexuals? They closed the Emmett Till case. They tried to do this slick ass trick with the Ahmaud Arbery case. Also, they're not going to reopen the case of Tamir Rice. Where's that article? Right here. Justice Department. This was February 1st. This was yesterday. Justice Department. That's Biden's DOJ. They won't reopen the probe into our kid, Tamir Rice. They won't open the probe into his death. Biden and his department and the Democratic Party ain't shit, guys. Well, how much disrespect can y'all take from this Democratic Party, ladies and gentlemen? Just how much disrespect can you take from these people? I mean, not only do these folks not give us tangibles, not only do they not give us tangibles, they go out of their way to protect people who harm and kill our family, our babies, our children, our sons, and our daughters. What in the hell would you vote for them for again at this point, ladies and gentlemen? Joe Biden has turned his ass up to us and told us to kiss it all across the board. And the Kendrick Johnson thing, didn't they close that too? I don't think they're going to open that one up. Kendrick Johnson too, from what I understand. Family, black family. And I told y'all, even before the elections, this is what Biden and his Department of Justice and his administration was going to do. They were going to tell black people to kiss their white asses after black folks sat out here and got tricked into voting for collard greens and catfish nuggets and black eyed peas. Black people, you can't be out here acting dumb when it comes to the political game or the social game. And I know there's a lot of mammies and sambos out here, some of the older black crowd, who just want to get some attention when white folks come around. They just want to do the, they just want to show white people how good they can do the electric slide. We got to cut that out. We cannot allow and vote for this type of disrespect, because when we point it out, they say, well, damn it, nigga, you voted for me. So this, you wanted me to throw your black ass under the bus. You understand? This is the way they look at us. You voted for me. You knew I wasn't shit, but you voted for me anyway. Just like an abusive relationship. Like, damn, you keep giving me that pussy. So you must like my abuse. Black folks, you're going to have to get self-esteem out here. We can't keep supporting this. This is self-group suicide. Supporting these policies of the damn Democrats, family. It's beyond suicidal. It's genocidal at this point. And let me play this clip again about the immigrants. So that's another thing. Because when we start trying to get tangibles, we're supporting these Democratic policies and they keep throwing immigration at us. And let me remind you, this is kind of an old clip, but let me show y'all this clip and remind you. When we vote for Democrats and we bring some of the tether class from the diaspora in here, remember, this is how they think about us getting tangibles. Hold on.
Category. I honestly have called it hype dream. dream in the past, and I think that's what it is.
Well, it would be nice if there was an elegant, simple solution to all sorts of complicated problems. You're not actually talking about how to fix those problems if you're only talking about reparations, if we're only debating how we're going to parcel out responsibility for something that happened more than a century ago. And we're probably never going to do this. It's not clear to me why we're pursuing this thing.
Is it fair that there's no reparations, no restitution, nothing?
Right? The Irish get reparations, by the way. Irish need not apply signs when they came here during the Progressive Era. I mean, how far do we want to take this down? Are we acknowledging that there are ugly spots in history? Because 60% of the world would be entitled to slave reparations if you wanted to play that game.
Well, here's a fact. Slavery ended 154 years ago. It's been a long, long time since we had slavery in this country. You have people like my family. I'm black, but my family came to the United States in 1962. My parents are from Costa Rica. Do I get a check?
I did a couple of essay contests that I actually won. And I won like NAACP Axel Award for this essay and something else. I can't remember another, like I ended up winning money. And the essay was, do you think black people should get reparations? And I was like, no, you didn't work for it.
Why are you so against reparations?
Valerie, it's a matter of a waste of time. We've got so much to do. And yet you have people who invest so much energy and attention on what I consider to be a dead-end idea, a dead-end movement.
If we were to pay reparations today, we would only divide the country further. We would insult many black Americans by putting a price on the suffering of their ancestors.
See, there it is. Y'all see that common denominator? It's suicide to keep supporting stuff like this, family. Let's be real. Why? Why would we keep supporting that? We support the tether class who have nothing but contempt for foundational black Americans. I mean, nothing but goddamn contempt. Whenever we start talking about getting what's ours, these folks go out of their way to throw us under the bus. Every single time, ladies and gentlemen. We got to stop being the crash dummies for everybody. We can't go for that. We can't allow these people to disrespect us with this nonsense. We simply cannot allow that type of disrespect to continue. Now, let me play another clip from Michael Eric Dyson. Now, what Biden is doing, Biden is trying to give us some symbolic gestures, some symbolic nothing burgers, some symbolisms that mean absolutely nothing. He's trying to give us some symbolisms. And with these symbolisms, he's trying to talk about they're going to elect a black female Supreme Court justice. Now, this is a nothing burger. See, they give everybody else tangibles and then they give us symbolic nothing burgers. And many of us, we've pointed out that these black women that they're getting, most of them have zaddies. Most of them are dating white dudes. So we already know the fix is in. Family, they're specifically selecting bedwinches or suspected bedwinches as these Supreme Court justices, potential Supreme Court justices. They're specifically getting them because they know the mindset of a bedwinch. That's why they got Kamala Harris. They know these women who get these zaddies. They know that these women are going to be locked down to white supremacy. They are not going to do a damn thing for black people. They're not going to break bad. They know how to get bed wenches and bed bucks to put them in certain positions. Clarence Thomas, he's sitting up there with that white woman. Clarence Thomas has been out there in the Supreme Court for decades. This dude has contempt for black people. This man has utter contempt for black people, and you don't think they don't know that? They screen for that. So we already see the mammies that they got. We already know they're not going to do anything to help us. So they want us to sit here and support just the symbolic look of a black face in a high place. They think we're dumb enough to go for that. They think we're dumb enough to go for that, and they got a couple of tethers involved who's in the nominees too. They got a couple of these non-FBA tether women. So the fix is in. with all of these nominees. It's a nothing burger. It's not going to help us. In fact, we know we can see the con game a mile away. We know they're going to get them women in there, and they're going to push through all types of anti-black policies. So we are not impressed by them just being black. That's not enough. This whole thing about, hey, we just got this black person here with some black girl magic, and yeah, we got a black sister here, and yeah, vote for her because she's black. We're asking questions. Who is she? What has she done for the black people? What kind of policies is she going to implement for black people? I'm not just going to vote for somebody because they're black or support somebody just because they're black. Candace Owens is black. Omarosa is black. These are people who sold black folks out. We're not doing the symbolic thing. So now they're monitoring some of the conversations online, and they see that people, we see the con game for what it is. They know we see the con game. So what they are doing, the Democrats, they sent out their Democratic shills like Michael Eric Dyson to go out here and start splaining. Now, family, I want y'all to hear this. Now, this pandering that Michael Eric Dyson is doing, he should be ashamed with this kind of pandering that he's doing. Michael Eric Dyson should really be ashamed. This is some very clumsy pandering that he's doing and running a con game. Now, hold on. Let me play this clip. He's trying to get into a dark skin, light skin type of thing. Now, listen to this con game. Now, this is just disrespectful, and this is not only disrespectful, it's desperate. This is disrespectful, and it's desperate, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? Now, listen to this. Hold on. Let me find the clip. Hold on. Where is it? All right, here it is. Now, listen to this clumsy pandering that Michael Eric Dyson is doing. Now, listen to this. Hold on.
Well, look, I don't know their situation, but this is what I do know. A lot of them are dark-skinned black women, and some Negroes got a problem seeing the beauty in dark-skinned black women. Don't you be mad because a white boy came along and saw what you threw away. I ain't saying that's everybody.
Lord, man. Really, Michael Eric Dyson? Brother, Michael Eric Dyson, is this the hill that you want to go out on, brother? Michael Eric Dyson, is this really the hill you want to go down? This is corny, brother. Brother, you better than this, man. I thought you were better than this. This is corny, bro. Michael, bro, this is embarrassing, brother. I'm embarrassed for you, sir. This is clown talk. This is clown talk. Y'all stop all that. The beauty of this, so y'all stop pandering. This is clown talk, brother. Oh, let me play the rest, guys. This is lame, Dr. Dyson. This ain't it, brother. I promise you this ain't it. Hold on, man.
Black women, don't you be mad because a white boy came along and saw what you threw away. I ain't saying that's everybody. I ain't saying that's everything. I'm not saying it's universal. But before you rag on them, understand the story. Some of these darker-skinned black women don't get no love. Could be at a place like Harvard, Princeton, and Yale, and the brothers dating all white women.
Family. Michael Eric Dyson, you have gone full coon. The Democrats sent this guy out. I want y'all to grasp what he's saying, family. The Democrats have sent this Negro out here to blame black men for these women dating and marrying white men. This is what they sent him out to do. So basically, the Democrats and their Negro proxy, they've sent Michael Eric Dyson out here to blame black men for neglecting these women, so they were forced to get a zaddy, and it's black men's fault. And we're supposed to support these assholes, man? Hold on. Let me play the rest, family. Wow. Wow, wow. Wow, wow. Okay. Hold on. Hold on.
Married to white men. Yeah, I'm going to go there this morning. Oh, my God. Well, look, I don't know their situation, but this is what I do know. Some of them, a lot of them are dark-skinned black women, and some Negroes got a problem seeing the beauty in dark-skinned black women. Don't you be mad because a white boy came along and saw what you threw away. I ain't saying that's everybody. I ain't saying that's everything. I'm not saying it's universal. But before you rag on them, understand the story. Some of these darker-skinned black women don't get no love. Could be at a place like Harvard, Princeton, and Yale, and the brothers dating all white women. Now, that's their choice if they want to do that, but look at the demonization of darkness. Look at the chocolate charm that's being overlooked. Look at, and we got everything in the book. Vanilla vitality, caramel cuteness, chocolate charm, mocha magic.
Oh, God. This nigga, this dude is corny as fuck. He thought he was flowing with that. Caramel cuteness, mocha magic. Vanilla vitality. Stop, nigga. This dude is pulling some Umar shit. This is some shit Umar be doing. I'm ready for Eric Dyson to say, I'm a descendant of W.B. Du Bois. He thought he was flowing. Come on, this is so corny. Oh, this is hella corny, brother. The pandering, that's that Umar shit. The pandering, when niggas get to pandering to sisters, y'all stop that. Let me tell y'all something. Niggas, sisters don't like this pandering. Sisters do not like this pandering. The pander game is kind of falling off, especially with younger sisters. There's a reason why people like Kevin Samuels is popping right now. People have, you know, you can criticize Kevin Samuels or whatever, but the reason why Kevin Samuels is very popular right now, and most of his audience is women, because he don't pander to women. He just, you know, kind of says what it is. He says what he feels, and he doesn't pander. And in a way, women can respect that. Women can respect a nigga who ain't really trying to pander to her because they can smell bullshit. They know a nigga's bullshit. So even if you're being rough, they can respect the realness of it. They can respect your honesty, at least. But this bullshit right here, this is so corny. Let me play that corny shit again. Hold on, man. Hold on. Okay, hold on.
The demonization of darkness. Look at the chocolate charm that's being overlooked. Look at, and we got everything in the book. Vanilla vitality, caramel cuteness, chocolate charm, mocha magic. We got it all, bruh. And yet we overlooked that, right? Because we think that the white man's water is wetter. And skin and flesh is sweeter and sexier. So don't be mad at black women who refusing to be by themselves if they wanted to be a partner accepted the love and devotion of a white man who saw their value beyond their skin in a way that certain black men could, or saw the beauty and value in their skin. Not transcending their darkness, inhabiting it in delicious fashion. But that's enough.
Oh, goodness. Lord, 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 Lord. That's your boy. This nigga, he's gone full coon. Michael Eric Dyson. Let me go to where his eyes was bucking. I mean, his eyes are in here bucking. Boy, the eyes are bucking. The eyes are bucking. Now, he's talking about all of this dark deliciousness and chocolate charm and caramel cuteness and beautiful blackness and blue black blueberry and all of this stuff and juicy jade and all this shit and this motherfucker wife, your wife, okay, Michael, this is your wife, okay. You got high yellow mellow. All right, if you talking about all this chocolate cuteness and your wife, you know, she looks like a white Latina. Okay. Okay. Where is all there's no caramel here. And his wife, she follows me on Twitter, by the way. And I think she's Hispanic. Isn't she Puerto Rican? I know she follows me on Twitter. So you get Butter Pecan Rican, brother. Where's all the mocha magic? This is Butter Pecan Rican. This is Goya LaToya. This is a empanada hottie. What are you talking about, brother? You got, where's all the delicious darkness? What are you talking about? Come on, brother. And I'm not knocking the wife. Lovely sister, lovely lady. But damn, don't do all that pandering, talking about darkness, and you got a mellow vanilla. Shit. Come on, bro. Look, I got a beautiful light-skinned wife. You know? But I my daughter's mother is very dark, so I have a track record. I go all across the spectrum of colors, but damn. You know, I'm not out here trying to shame niggas talking about how come we didn't date the dark chicks and the white man got them because of us. The Goya LaToya got you, right? Yeah, that's Goya LaToya. That's Goya Toya right there. Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with Goya Toya. Anita Burrito, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that at all. Oh, good Lord, brother. But damn, don't do all this pandering, man. Don't do all the pandering about dark skin. You turning the conversation into a dark skin, light skin conversation. That's not what it is. We're looking at this thing from a policy standpoint. And we're basing these caramel cuties with these zaddies based on policies in the past. They're not going to be looking out for us. They're not going to be looking out for us at all. Y'all still talking about Goya LaToya. People in the room still saying Goya. Okay, hold on. Wait a minute. I don't want the phones on yet. Okay, shit, my phones are going off. Just all types of havoc going on in here. I get the phones on in a minute. Not right now. But it's amazing. It's amazing that the Democrats are always this desperate. It's amazing that the Democrats are just desperate at this point. They're just saying anything. They're just saying anything. They got this man out here spitting bars about caramel cuties and chocolate charm and all of this shit. And he has a tequila Tammy. I mean, damn, brother. You can't talk about dark deliciousness. And caramel cuteness, and you got a taco Tammy. Damn it, brother. Let's make it do what it do. And I'm not knocking Goya LaToya, but don't sit here trying to shame us about dark deliciousness, dude. Damn. Man, can we get some calls in here? Let me get some calls in here. Just a few. I mean, I ain't gonna be on here long. I've been doing a lot of long shows for the last few days, so I'm not gonna be too long today. I'm gonna take a couple of calls. I'm gonna make today's broadcast kind of short to a certain degree. Let's get some calls in here, man. The phone number 818-850-5404, ladies and gentlemen. That is the number 818-850-5404. Goya LaToya. God damn. And by the way, man, we were I forgot to even touch on this. Last night, I was trending on Twitter. Boy, you had the Somalians and Ethiopians. They jumped into the anti-FBA fray. It was a bunch of them. Hold on. It was a bunch of them disparaging foundational Black Americans. Oh, they had a whole chat room on Twitter space. Oh, they were going on for hours and hours and hours. I triggered their asses. Boy, they were just going in on foundational Black Americans. Boy, they were calling us all types of niggas, Jareers and slaves and baby mamas. Boy, they just went full. They went full wannabe white supremacists on us. They went full wannabe white supremacists. And it was good to expose that type of racism that they have for us. All right, let's see who we got on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, Tariq, what's going on, bro?
What's up, sir? What's your name, bro?
This is Jay. This is Jay from Ghana. How are you, bro?
Hey, Jay from Ghana. How you doing, brother?
Much love, Tariq. Just calling in to let you know we got much love for you and I support you big time. And I wanted to ask you a quick question.
Go ahead, sir.
It's like Tariq, reading temperature, right? You know, because I was born here. Like, I grew up here in American, but reading the temperature right now between kind of like the way this political thing is going, but not just the politics, but it's like brothers and sisters here. It looks like this upcoming election, it looks like it's going to be split down the line between some of the sisters and the brothers, because it just looks like there's a lot of tension right now. It looks like the sisters going to vote Democrat, and some of the brothers look like they're swinging towards the Republican side. Do you think there's going to be a split, or what do you think about that?
Yeah, I don't think that a lot of the sisters are going to get on that Democratic train. Usually the older women, that's what they're going to try to go for, because a younger sisters ain't going for it. Younger sisters see the con game for what it is. So I don't think a lot of young sisters are going for it, because you got sisters out here who are not being protected. There's a lot of sisters out here who the white establishment are allowing to be killed and harmed out here, like that sister in, I think, Connecticut. They suspended two cops for not properly investigating the murder of that sister who went out with that white man. Remember that? The sister went out with the white man and he found her. Well, he called the police and announced that she was dead, and they didn't even bother investigating this white man. So I think sisters see this stuff going on, and if sisters are smart, they're not going to keep voting for politicians that sit up and co-sign this type of stuff. See, that's why they know brothers ain't going for the okey-doke. So what they want to do, they want to pander to the sisters. That's why you have people like Michael Eric Dyson running out here talking about dark skin cutie and caramel cutie and delicious darkness and all that stupid shit as a way to pander and run game on sisters. And I think sisters are smart enough not to fall for that nonsense. Let's see who else we got here. What's up? Who's calling?
This is Colin from Detroit.
What's up, brother? Where you from originally? Where's your family from?
I'm from Chicago originally.
So your
FBI family is actually
the family's what, sir?
Yeah, my family's from Chicago.
Okay, there you go. All right, so what's on your mind, brother?
I'm 23 years old, and I just wanted to ask: do you think my age group, around the 18 through 25, do you think we are the mark for all the information that the younger generation doesn't know, and kind of my generation doesn't know? Do you think we the make it and break it generation, or you think this next generation coming up is a generation that will need to persevere?
No, man, you can start anywhere you are. You can start anywhere you are. Now, the younger, the better, but you can start anywhere you are. You can start right now. There's no make it or break it. Right, this age group that you're in now, just get on code, understand the game, understand how to navigate in this system of white supremacy, and just get enough people on code, and we can start making strides and we can start making moves. All right, let me get some more calls here. Ladies and gentlemen, a lot of folks calling here. All right, what's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's up, Tariq? This is Tyrone from Indianapolis, Indiana, man. I'm a big fan. First of all, I want to say I'm a big fan. FBA all day, man. Can't wait for a Rocha Suse day.
Yes.
And then you right, man. Like, damn, like, I'm just kind of tired of the foreign tethers and shit, man. Just, I don't know, man. Just, you're trying to get all up in the mix and fuck the shit up for us. Like, damn, man. Like, that's cool if you don't want your share. I mean, and then not even the FBA people who's talking about they don't want reparations. That's cool if you don't want yours. Why don't you sign some, say that you don't want yours and that you can split yours with the rest of us, man? But don't fuck it up for the rest of us, man. But that's what I'm saying, man.
Thank you so much, brother. Thank you so much.
I'm out, man.
Real talk. All right. But yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, we got a lot of folks. And look, we did a couple of broadcasts on Twitter Live, on Twitter Space yesterday, because there was a lot of these non-FBA folks jumping in these different rooms, just spewing all types of anti-FBA rhetoric. And when we were doing our lives, there was a lot of non-FBA folks who came in who got sense. They were like, hey, look, and I respect them. They were like, look, man, I'm from Ethiopia. I'm from Nigeria. I'm from Ghana, man. And, you know, we rock with you, Flex. We rock with FBA, man. We ain't on that dumb shit, man. Unfortunately, we apologize for a lot of the goofy niggas that come from our culture, you know, that we've dealt with this type of shit on our own, which I understand. And I respect certain brothers and sisters who got their minds right, who come from these different cultures, who will say, you know what, man, I feel you guys. You know, these are riffraffs within our culture. In fact, they're a problem back home. You understand? So that's good that we get another side of it instead of these riffraffs just running their mouths. So I need y'all to start checking the disrespectful tether class. Because, again, once we start getting at them, we're going to hurt a lot of feelings. And the thing is, I'm just burning these niggas' souls. Because what they'll try to do, they'll try to have an intellectual conversation or debate. And then they see they cannot go toe-to-toe with me on that. I'm going to get you from an intellectual standpoint. And then they try to save face by trying to get into some trolling. And then what they try to do, if they can't argue with us on an intellectual level, if they lose that, they'll try to start getting into a roasting session. And family, I'm very thorough at that too. A lot of these guys, these non-FBA folks, y'all are not that witty. That's the thing. That wit that you have is kind of corny and dry, and it doesn't really translate that good. So y'all try to be witty, and y'all try to throw jabs, and I'm the jab master. Y'all don't understand. I do this. Y'all cannot out-petty me. I take petty to a whole different level when it comes to roasting. And that's another thing. Not only do a lot of these dudes not know how to roast, they're very sensitive. They already have insecurities. You already have insecurities because a lot of you have insecurities because y'all had to flee and y'all were doing some sucker shit and you had to do a lot of strange shit to get your green card. So y'all got a lot of insecurities. And then when I start pointing them bitches out, boy, they get mad. And what's even funnier, let me tell y'all something, because they don't know I'm sharp. I can come back with a witty jab at their ass at the drop of a hat. It just burns their soul, and they be mad for about 5-6 hours just cursing me. And I'm not even in the room. I leave the room and let them curse for about 5-6 hours, then come back. Yeah, they don't know how to roast. They don't know how to roast. It was one dude. I'll give an example. This one Somalian dude. He was just talking all crazy shit. All these Jariers, these slaves. You got them slaves. And he was talking all this, we ain't nothing but slaves or whatever. And there was another Somalian. I think he was Somalian. He might have been Somalian. Yeah, he was Somalian. He wasn't Ethiopian. He was Somalian. He was one of the ringleaders of one of these pages. And he was just going on about how baby mamas, black Americans are baby mamas, and FBAs are slaves and the white man's slave. And I calmly pointed out, I said, sir, in Somalia, you got Somali slaves in Libya right now, sir. So we're twins. That is different. That is different. That is, they're kidnapped for ransom. That is not the same thing. Oh, then they start crying for about 2 or 3 hours when I brought that up. They were so pissed off. They were so pissed off. And then they tried to get into a roasting session. Look at you in your big suits, Tariq. You got in your suits, you need to get your suits tailored. And I said, sir, at least my suit doesn't smell like cheetah pee. My suit, I don't smell like cheetah pee. Are you saying I smell like cheetah piss? How do you got them nigger? They were rolling the R. Nigger, you nigger. Oh, I was burning their souls. Oh, we were all, this is why I hate the niggers. I hate you goddamn foundational black American niggers. So they were screaming nigger for hours. So yeah, y'all don't play. This ain't the game for you. Oh yeah, I start freestyle rapping. Oh, I start rapping. They were like, "Wait, you are a failed rapper." I said, "I can still rap. The rap now." And I started, what did I say? I said, "I'm a FBA. I go on and on. At least I didn't have to flee from home. You nigger, nigger, you goddamn nigger. I hate you, nigger." So I was killing them. They were having heart attacks over there. And the thing that kills them, when I'm roasting them and burning them, I'm doing it in a very calm voice, and that really kills them because I'm not emotional with it. While they're screaming and yelling, I'm all calm. And when you do it calm, the insults cut deep when you're calm. That's why I do it. I'm real calm when I say it, and it just cuts their ass real deep. Oh, then they be crying for like hours. They're like online crying about me for hours. They had me trending. They were crying so much. They had canceled Tariq. He canceled that nigga. Oh, God. Let me get one more call here. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's up, Flex? This is Ramon from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
My man, Ramon. How are you, sir?
What's going on, man? I'm going to be real quick, Flex. I just want to say, man, you know, ever since the 80s, man, we've been reaching out to them guys, you know what I mean, to the guys in the diaspora and other areas, man. So it's disheartening to me for them to be the way they are towards us. And I just recently found it out 5-6 years ago, and it's heartbreaking.
No doubt.
That's all I wanted to say.
Man, much respect, brother. Man, real talk. But hey, man, look, but I will say, man, shout out to the brothers and sisters from the diaspora who are actually cool. You know, there's some brothers and sisters who jump in the rooms and they do show respect, and that's a cool thing. And I give them props on that. But anyway, man, that's been today's episode. We ain't gonna have the show too long today because I've been doing these 2 and 3 hour broadcasts. So I'll probably be on Twitter Live a little bit later on. So anyway, y'all. It's been real. Shout out to everybody. Go to aretasase.com to get the Aretasase shirts because we're going to be celebrating the Aretasase holiday this year in December. So get your shirts now. It's Black History Month. Go to officialfba.com. Get the flags. Get the autographed copy of the Foundational Black American Race Baiter book, or you can get it at Amazon. And I will holla at you guys on Twitter Space. Follow me on Twitter, and I'll holler at you guys this Sunday on the stream. Y'all be good. Peace.